Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, guys? Zach here with another episode of Ad Agency Live. And today I have a total treat for you. I have a gentleman named Dan Hawley, and he is an account executive in charge of growth at Sprout Social. And if you haven't heard of Sprout Social, these guys are a social media management platform and optimization platform that is totally crushing it. I'm sure you've heard of it. Dan, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Zach. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to this.
No worries. So what exactly do you do at Social Sprout? Just so everybody kind of knows what it is and how it can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Sprout Social is a startup, and I use that word loosely. We've been around for 9 years now. three offices based here in Chicago, have a large engineering office in Seattle, and then another hub in Dublin. So it's been growing pretty massively. And as you said, I sit on the growth side. So I work
with
all of our active customers to help them, you know, just become better versions of themselves using more of the platform, whatever that means for them.
Oh man, that's fantastic. So what got you started in digital? Like, did you just wake up and you're like, hey, I want to get into social media? Like, that's where the fire is? Or what got you started, man?
Yeah, definitely something I stumbled upon. So first job out of college, first couple careers out of college was actually door-to-door sales.
Dude, so, similar to me. That's funny.
Yeah. It was a grind, but I...
That's your armor, right? Like, if you can do door-to-door sales, you can pretty much do anything on the planet.
Absolutely. It's a badge of pride, guys, like guys and gals like ourselves get to wear. Talk back to the time that, you know, you didn't know where your paycheck was going to come from that day. There was, you know, no base salary. It was all commission only, right?
So, yep, for sure.
We did that for quite a bit and got the opportunity to move into my first big boy job at a mattress company, but essentially was hired to do the same thing.
That's so funny. I actually, my second job after door-to-door sales was at a furniture store. Anyways, we might be brothers from another mother. Just throwing that out there. Anyway, sorry, continue.
Yeah, no, I could geek out on the furniture for a long time. Durable goods industry, as they call it. Was hired to do the same. They had a brick and mortar model. So just looking to get into more and more furniture stores was our model. And, you know, I did that. Essentially, it's hard for the business to make that dollars and cents really work out. You really need that large mattress store account to keep those doors open. At the same time, and we had plenty of those, but at the same time, we were looking at, you know, companies like your Casper, your Purple, your Tuft and Needle at the world. And I think the CEO looked at me and was like, you know, this guy's pretty young. He talks a lot about the website, and maybe we can do something with this. So there was like a mad scientist that worked there by the name of Joel Mulcahy. He's a digital mattress guy. So I worked under him for 2 years. We did all kinds of really interesting stuff. You know, built websites for our mattress partners. We tried anything from Facebook ads to Google ads to
just try to figure out that the internet. And what year was this? Like, so this was probably early on in the web, right?
2014.
She's still just a baby. That's what I call her. The internet is so young. So Facebook ads are available. You're doing some stuff on social media. You're getting like WordPress is what you were saying you're using?
Actually Shopify.
Shopify. Okay. Right on. So that, and so you had a pretty good at that point. Cause I remember when I first got started, like the first website that we ended up building was on, you remember FrontPage?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm building websites out on FrontPage. It was crazy. At least you had some sort of platform to actually learn on it. And today I always say that we have it super easy because there's so many great tools that are available to us to allow us to figure out and solve those problems. So how'd you guys do in the mattress business? Did you do well?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. We tried a bit of a different approach because we didn't want to go straight after we felt at the time the only people that would buy what's called a bed in the box or, you know, essentially a mattress that would be shipped to you would be that millennial market.
Yes.
I think that's changing and shifting a little bit, but yes. Still largely might be true for a lot of those brands. So we didn't want to go after that market. We wanted to attack a little bit older of a target demo. So we went through some chiropractic offices that we
Nice.
We just took a different approach to it, and it proved very successful for our brand and another number of KPIs. I'm skirting around the question completely, but it was.
No worries. Seriously. And then, so you went from that, and that's kind of like your first dabble. I remember when I first found digital marketing, I was like so overwhelmed because then you go to like Google and you start researching and you're like, I need to know 50 different things all at the same time. And it can be overwhelming. Did you find that with your process where you were like, well, this is a lot of information. I need to figure out how to get good, how to drive results.
Oh, absolutely. You mean just building out the digital strategy?
Yeah. So that's essentially what it was. So you were working at a mattress. Was it a store or is it the actual factory?
It's a brand. It was a brand.
A brand. Okay. And then so they were shipping direct. And then so you're working under somebody. So they're taking the brunt of like, this is kind of the plan, but you got to try to solve those problems for them and help them grow, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. There was a number of problems we were solving for. Having a brick and mortar, then going direct to consumer is a really awkward motion for brands.
Yes.
Maybe we can talk about how that's done. But I think it's a really important fight to fight for the brand and those brick and mortar customers.
So you were at the mattress brand, and then you went to the next step. Where'd you go after that?
Sure. I essentially went right into an agency down here in Chicago called Strike Social.
So you stepped it up. You went to that, like going from a mattress brand to an agency, then it's just like an onslaught of learning different stuff, different brands, different. And I know the agency model very well. You're always solving problems. And even when things are running smooth, it's a blazing in the background.
Exactly. Actually to be super clear, I stopped off for a couple months, did some business development work at a pretty iconic brand here in Chicago called Rate.com that does mortgages. Found out more really my industry, but wanted to jump hardcore into digital. And then was able to work with a number of different clients, dive into their data. I'm sure we'll talk about it. It was all paid media, which I thought was, kind of the end all be all for creating conversions.
Yes.
And it's still a platform that has great like attribution, but I think there's a lot more going on to an ad besides the audience and the frequency that you're serving them. There's the brand, the ecosystem, the relationship that you have with that customer is all going to play into how successful that ad is. And taking a strictly data approach to that, while it's productive to understand what's working and what's working and not, I think there's a lot of qualitative effects to that. But mostly what we were doing was a data science and a bit of a machine learning overlay to the platforms we know, right? So Facebook, Instagram, Google AdWords, and they specifically had a tool for YouTube that was
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. And so you were doing mostly paid, or was it organic there at that point, or mostly paid then?
Mostly paid at Strike, yeah.
Definitely. And until that, it's funny because I've seen it, and I'm sure you've seen it as well, the cost for paid marketing, paid ads, Facebook, Instagram, it's just going up. And everybody's complaining about it. I don't think it's going to stop. It's just the more people are just going to keep putting more dollars into it, and the price is going up. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the show. So we talked a little bit about organic, but we'll get to that in a second. So then what was the next step in your journey? Did you go right into social, or you went to the agency after that?
Yeah. So I was at Strike Social. And then I just went down.
That was the agency.
Yeah.
And then you did your mortgage, and then you went to.
So it was Guaranteed Rate, Strike Social, and then into Sprout Social.
Oh, nice. So you've been like, so since 2000, you've been doing this for a very long time. You've seen the progression of the internet, the way things are happening, what's working in digital, what's not working in digital. That's exactly why I wanted to have you on here. So what's it like working at Sprout Social, my friend?
Yeah. Sprout is a great place. I swear I'm holding up a send help sign for the podcast listeners. It's a really happy place to work. I think if you look up our glass door, it's something crazy, like a 4.8.
You guys are growing. Every time I go there, you guys have the new feature. It's just like,
oh yeah,
doing very, very well. And so what exactly do you handle for these guys then?
So we're a platform, right? So, I think you hit on it at the top of the show. The simplest way to put it is a social media management platform. So what that means practically is like a smart inbox. So think of like your email inbox might have two or three different email addresses, but it's one clean feed. And as you reply to them, you eventually get that inbox zero. We have those types of tools for social media managers. And then as they become more sophisticated as brands, they're looking for deeper data, insights, analytics. We're able to scale all the way up with those customers and have a platform for an entire team to collaborate on. A customer care to a content marketer to more of an analytics and a data science person. So collaborative space that a whole team can.
So basically it's the foundations to social media marketing. It's the tools that make their lives easier. And so is this paid or is this organic?
Yeah, it's both.
Okay, cool. Very exciting.
Yeah. Especially as of late, I think Sprout, I couldn't really bring up Sprout without bringing up like the history of, like an acquisition we made back in 2017. I wasn't around during that time, but it was it's proved out to be an incredible part of our platform is our acquisition is Simply Measured. The way I describe it, or I've heard it described, is that Sprout went very wide with social. So we integrated with, anything from Pinterest to LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, now Google My Business, YouTube has some connection points. So very, very wide. Simply Measured went very, very deep on a couple things. And that would be like social listening and analytics. So
which is very important. You got to, that'll essentially tell you what's working, what's not working with your messaging and everything.
Exactly. So kind of just getting those deeper tools. And we've been rolling in those apps or different functions into our platform. And, you know, it's where it stands today is fully integrated. So it's a really exciting time to see those Simply customers coming into Sprout and saying, wow, there really is a whole lot more here.
Yeah.
You know, for my dollar. So, yeah, I think the platform itself is now touching more parts of social than ever before, from the publishing side of the house to the care and now the analytics. So.
Awesome. So I had a quick question for you. And before we started, we were talking about this a little bit. What is considered organic marketing, social media marketing? And is it something that we should be doing in our businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if we compare,
just to pre-reference that, like everybody's talking about paid. I believe, and I just recently did a podcast about how people are doing organic outreach and stuff, and it is just plain annoying. So I know there's got to be a better way, and that's why I wanted to touch on it. And again, that's why we brought you on here. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that. Yeah, because
no worries.
You know, when I really dove into digital, I thought of it a lot as a paid platform. And I was actually semi-recently having a conversation with a family member of mine that works on one of the large social platforms. And I said, you know, you're working on this paid side of the house. It seems like most of your engineers are working on this paid side of the platform. Where's the room for organic? And what she said to me was, oh, absolutely. We need organic for our platform to work and for the ads on the side. So the platforms themselves look at organic as the lifeblood of the platform, kind of those conversations that are happening. You know, here at Sprout, I think we talk about the organic as creating a one-to-one relationship with your customers at scale, right? So, you know, no longer looking at social as kind of that microphone that's able to spread your message, but actually more of a place to find communities, insert your brand in a relevant way, and you know, see the connections you can make there.
Yeah, that makes total sense because, and it's, I think it's like any technology that gets introduced to human beings, they believe that they can, like when email first came out, you want to send your message to everybody and spam them. So you're saying it's more of a cultured approach. We want to curate that and send the right content to the right people rather than sending to get as many people as humanly possible to see your message. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, cool. I think, you know, essentially, you know, organic, another way to think about it for a strictly paid person.
That's what I do a lot.
That's great. Cause I think there's a lot of, that's a, you know, not to down that kind of work, but there's a lot there that you can make a big impact quickly is if you improve the paid strategy. Organic takes, you know, a little bit more thought into it, but I think the returns are leaps and bounds
for sure.
You know, just another way to think about it for anyone that's struggling is maybe like a testing ground at the very least for your paid ideas, right? So let's say, you know, you try a post on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The one on Thursday pops off and ends up getting, you know, quadruple the amount of impressions. You know, maybe you should get in there on Friday and boost that against a lookalike audience or against website visitors, or, you know, the rest of that is up to a smart guy like you, Zach, exactly which audience at what time and what frequency. But
yes.
The only insight that organic is then pushing over to that side of the house is, hey, people like when we talk about the benefits of our product in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Prove it, because here's the data. And oh, by the way, when we use video, it gets 3 times more engagements than when we don't. So let's make a video that has this, right? So now I'm getting that kind of data feedback and testing from our audience without having to invest a dollar into paid. At the same time, I'm just deepening those relationships with best brand advocates.
For sure. And that's so that's how I have been using it. So we have a group with about 350 people in it. We have a couple hundred on Instagram, a couple hundred on all the other platforms. And I just, every day, I'm like just testing hooks, seeing what's going to get people's attention. When I find something that gets someone's attention, I do just that. I bring it over and I run ads to it, and I scale it and try to get that message to as many people as possible. The one thing that I really surprised me is that you, even as the expert, I didn't know what was actually going to work. Like, I thought, hey, this is awesome. Everybody needs this information. I put that out there. Flop. I'll say something random one day, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, wow, that's amazing. And I'm like, well, this is great information. So essentially, you want to use that for your testing ground, and then whatever's working there, you want to amplify that then, correct?
Yeah, I think that's a great thing for, teams that are divided between the organic and the paid, and maybe even a content person. I think that's a great way that they can interplay and play together. I think, personally, that there can be a lot more like going on social. I'm sure we can get into like how much value that taking over a brand's accounts can do. And yes. That should be thought through of all the value that you are bringing.
Yes. So that kind of brings me to my next question. What is the biggest problem businesses are facing with organic social media marketing, and how can agency owners help them?
So I think the biggest issue I see most frequently from brands is just the engagement piece. So again, with that idea of thinking of social as more of a to share your ideas, it's really not the way to do it. If you can imagine, someone goes out of their way to, like a post, maybe even reshare it or share a comment. There's some good research out there. The way people look at their likes is almost like a sense of currency. So while it doesn't cost me anything to really, like something, it is essentially a gift I'm giving you. So if someone goes out of their way to take that action on the platform, it's really saying something about, their
attention is currency, right?
Right. Absolutely. So they're giving you their attention. And if you as a brand aren't taking the opportunity to engage with them, thank them, at least acknowledge that in some way, it's really a missed opportunity on a number of different levels. From the one-to-one relationship, I think, which is probably the most impactful. And then of course, just the fact that if you like someone else's comment, they get pinged again, and then they get to see your brand name. So it's, it can be a challenge for brands that get a lot of engagement or even get a small amount of engagement to be able to, having to log into all those different platforms to essentially do the engagement piece. I think that's a big one. I think the other one would be like, when you get a little bit deeper into social, that the activation of social data is extremely valuable stuff. You can use those insights across your content strategy. I think we went through one example of your top performing post, but maybe even your audience.
As an agency owner, how do we leverage this information? Are we going in? Are we educating? Are we doing it, practicing it ourselves, practicing before we preach, and then that gives us our case studies? What would you recommend from an agency standpoint to get more business that way, or to help them solve that problem. And even if they didn't do it as a standalone service, at least they'd be providing value for the client, maybe opening some doors.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think agencies, you know, I haven't worked at one myself. It's very much about, you know, producing value, right? So whether you do that upfront, you know, or you, that's kind of up to the logistics of the agency owner. But I do think it's important to be able to provide value. How they provide value, I think one of the stickiest ways is going to be that data piece, right? So if you're able to provide insights in a very high level way to, you know, that social media manager, that content strategy, that CEO, that, you know, director of business development, whoever you think can activate that insight, do that, not just, you know, at the beginning of the relationship, but do it on a regular, you know, it's so important, to have a regularity to this data reporting piece. And, I think that's a huge opportunity for agencies is to be able to produce those types.
I full-heartedly agree. It's funny, as marketers and especially digital marketers, I find we're in our own little bubble and we assume that everybody knows all of this stuff, like that you can go and check all that data. The CEO who's running your local whatever business, let's say mattress company or whatever that is, he does not have time to go check the social media and understand that value. So if you were able to highlight that for him and bring that to his attention, there's a good chance that he would at least sit down and talk to you about it. Or if he was too busy to notice, there's 1,000 other ones out there that would definitely be interested in learning about that information. I think that's right on the money. So do you think that agency owners should be offering organic social media management as a standalone service? Or how do you see that with the paid? Do you see that like as a suite, like they're doing paid, organic altogether? Or is it, I know it was very big when I first got started, everybody was doing that. Do you still see that quite often?
Yeah. You know, I definitely think you want to think through your go-to-market strategy as an agency. I think, you know, specialization is becoming really hot. You know, the idea of like boutique, agencies.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely think through what that means for you and your business. But, you know, I think my response to this question would be like, never have, you know, SMM, like social media management, as a single line item, because that there's so much more going on than that, right? So I could talk, you know, hey Zach, I'm gonna, you know, take over your handle. I'm gonna schedule out messages, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday. I'm gonna do this campaign for you, and that's our publishing offering. Now I didn't talk about, the actual content strategy. Who's coming up with that? Is that me or you? Content production, is that another agency, or is that me as well? If it's me, you know, maybe I should, if there's going to be hours behind that, maybe I should be thinking about how I'm going to charge for that. You know, all the way to customer care, community management. You talked about, you know, those groups. You know, you're an admin of some Facebook groups.
Yes.
Maybe that's a service you want to offer. I'm seeing that more and more.
Yes.
Community management as a line item, that engagement.
It's funny because I see, as an agency owner, and I call them like shiny objects, but it's like something becomes really popular. Like right now it's Facebook ads. Everybody's like, you got to offer Facebook ads. But to me, that is just a piece of the overall puzzle. You know what I mean? Like you can do very well just running Facebook, or you can do very well just running organic. But if it's not connected to something bigger, you're going to be leaving market share on the table, and you're not going to be getting the results and benefit your clients as well. So essentially, it's a great service to offer, but it should be bundled in with an overall to market strategy, basically.
I would totally agree.
No, that's fantastic. And I have one more question that I have for you. And essentially, so I don't necessarily have a beef with organic marketing, social media marketing. I just see the people, like, this is what I get every single day. I get people messaging me and being like, hey, how are you? And then trying to sell me stuff. Like, and they're doing like organic outreach on Facebook. I'm seeing that a lot. And the ones that I'm actually attracted to, I'm seeing people do amazing content, and that's bringing me in and getting involved. What is one thing our listeners could apply that would get real world results in their agencies, in their business, or whatever they're doing as far as marketing is concerned? What's one thing? I know that that's like a loaded question. I totally get it. But what's one thing that they could implement and see a little bit of results, and then that could urge them to either offer this as a service or improve their business?
Yeah. The one thing that
That's it, Dan. Only one thing. and just, there's a lot of things that you could be doing, but essentially one thing that would make sense to them, to show them that organic social media marketing works.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, fundamentally it's like about listening and engaging with your audience. It doesn't matter, you know, how large or small it is. You know, just practically speaking, I think some social media managers I talk to now are talking about like this outbound strategy. So it might be like listening to the market, finding a trend, and then, or maybe not a trend, maybe the better way to talk about it is a community that's happening. And then how can you kind of respectfully insert yourself and your brand into that? I think that's an interesting way to grow your audience. If you're feeling that, you know, I don't have the followers I want, you know, how can you go out and find a conversation that's already happening and join in with value, I think is one thing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Man, that's beautiful. So again, how I started my agency, I was working for one of the largest agencies here in Canada, and I was obsessed with ClickFunnels, and I wanted to run my own webinar and do all this stuff. But what ended up happening is that I was providing value to that community and slowly growing. And because of that, my agency was almost forced to start, because people started asking me, hey, can you do this for my business? Can you do this for my business? And that's how I organically started. Now, that's the proper way. The wrong way is to spam people via Messenger or wherever the case is and be like, hey, we offer 900 services. Do you want those? But I think you're right on the money there. Find somewhere that the conversation is already happening. And if you actually have the knowledge and the skills, provide value. If you can help, and that'll organically grow your following, who you are within that community, and ultimately lead to more business. So Dan, how can, if people are interested in Sprout Social, where do they go and what's, how do they get started with you guys, or how do they find you if they want to ask you some questions?
Yeah, happy to. So you can find us at sproutsocial.com. We offer a 30-day free trial, which is awesome. I believe there's like no credit card required too. So we're I think a very straightforward and great company to do business with. So definitely say hello there. There's a number of ways, you know, you can request a demo or just hop in if you want to see your data in action. So that's a great opportunity. And of course you can find me on LinkedIn, Dan Holly, pretty easy to find there.
Okay, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. And guys, if you are not using an organic strategy right now in your business or your clients' businesses, you should definitely look into it. Just because you're doing paid, it doesn't mean that organic doesn't work. And the best way to implement organic into your business is to look for a conversation that's happening and try to add value into it. And it's the internet, so they're absolutely happening everywhere. Not just on the internet, they're also happening at events around the world. You go there, you provide value, you'll get business, and things will work. Dan, thank you very much for being on the show, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, Zach, it was awesome. Thanks so much for having me, and appreciate your listeners listening.
Yeah, no worries. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.